Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Get over that Karine Jean-Pierre says that she's offended, and she's pretty sure the president is offended as well, that people think they're not taking border security seriously at the administration. Yep, that's what she said, folks. And, nobody thinks they're taking it seriously. Folks, welcome to the program. Thursday edition, of course. Here we are, racing into hour number three of the show. And, of course, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. And a great pleasure to be with you this morning. And we hope that as we race towards the Christmas holiday, too, that you've got some great plans and that you got your shopping done. I'm almost done, and I'm going to hopefully be done by Friday. I'm trying to get a 2 full days before Christmas, having been done with shopping, and just relax in that knowledge that I'd be done with my shopping. But, folks, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And we got a great direct message earlier this morning, of course, from Richard the Marine, from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, 45 degrees and cloudy, probably foggy. We also heard from listener Joan, as we mentioned last hour, in Seattle, where it's very foggy as well. And so, once again, folks, we have a lot to talk about on the program this morning. Let's get right to it. We got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, you know what? We've got a caller that's been holding on all the way since the last break, and so I'd like to go ahead and bring him on. It's Neil in Henderson, Nevada. Good morning, Neil. Do you have a question for Denise this morning? Good morning.
Yeah, a question and a comment. Thank you for putting me on, Kyle.
Sure.
Good morning, Denise.
Hi.
You know, as a spectator, I feel we've passed that Rubicon. Past the Rubicon, this has suddenly all become very comical. You know, right now everything's about insurrection. And an attack, an assault, an attempt to erode our individual civil liberties. But I came across an article in the New York Times Tuesdays, and Zelensky, who is a comedian, told the international community to remove your money and assets from Russia. Okay. Well, mm-hmm. The way it's transpired is Putin's made a fortune from this.
Mm-hmm.
And it says Putin oversees one of the biggest transfers of wealth within Russia since the fall of the Soviet Union. Basically, just to sum that up quickly, I'm talking about insurrection. But he's telling Starbucks, Otis Elevator, Heineken Beer, Nissan, Toyota, a big tire company, all right, you want to pull your money out of Russia? You got to pay us a big tax, and if you don't sell your assets to one of our approved buyers at a discount price of at least 50%, we just seize your property, period. End of story.
Yeah.
And they are set up to make a fortune after this war is over. And contrary to what General Keane tells us at the retail level, he's always on Fox News. The Ukrainians are winning this thing. I mean, I'm looking at photographs of Ukraine. Looks like Gaza, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, you see just, you know, concrete, but just leveled. That's how he defines victory. Something wrong there.
Yeah. So you had another comment real quick, because we're going to head to the break.
Yeah, I do have another comment.
Not too long. Yeah, go ahead.
It's about the Supreme Court thing here. The Colorado State Supreme Court and the four justices that, you know, wrote this decision, and eliminating or removing Trump from the ballot. I will say this, based upon my research, studies, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
The United States Constitution will never be subordinate to the Colorado State Supreme Court. Never going to happen. It will never be subordinate. In other words, the Colorado State Supreme Court will never have authority over the supremacy of the United States Constitution. And furthermore, the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution. All right, that's how they were able to get to this. 14th Amendment,
right.
It's about the Bill of Rights. It's prohibitions, restraints upon federal government through the 14th Amendment extend right through state and local governments.
Right.
Okay? This is a total attack, and I said this yesterday, total attack and an assault upon the integrity of the United States Constitution.
Yeah.
This has been... You can't put lipstick on a pig.
but you're right.
It's actually, you know, I've got one other thing.
Yeah.
You know,
we got to let Denise kind of respond to a little bit, because we just have about 45 seconds before we start heading out to the break. But you're making some great points. We appreciate it very much,
okay.
Neil. Yeah. What do you think, Denise? Thanks again, Neil.
I appreciate Neil because he's doing the work.
Yeah.
And you know what he uncovers, rightly or wrongly, at least he's doing the work. And I like that. Other perspectives and other facts are important for sure. And I need Neil to do some force multiplying here to get other people to do the work too, because they're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So hat tip.
Absolutely. Well, and of course the Supreme Court decision in Colorado, yeah, they're not over the Supreme Court. That's why we think the Supreme Court, at least I think the Supreme Court's going to knock this down in short order. Don't you think, Denise?
They should.
It
should be a unanimous decision, but it could be 7-2 or something.
Yeah. In some weird universe, maybe it wouldn't be, but in this one, it should hold true. Well, Neil, thanks again for your call. Denise, stay right there. Folks, we're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number. Coming right back.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Out of all the Rangers, you know you're the mastermind.
You know the thing.
Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind.
All right, folks, well, you know, I'll bet you anything for Christmas time. You know, wouldn't it be funny if they had the Colorado State Supreme Court action figure set where you can, you know, sort of set up your own trials and things and come up with flimsy decisions based on, you know, bad misinterpretations of the Constitution, or just make it up as you go along. It'll be fun for the whole family. That's right. The, you know, action figure set, the Colorado State Supreme Court. That's about where we're going with this, I'm afraid. Folks, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you have a question or comment for our great guest, of course, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning. I've pretty much decided that a lot of the results that are coming out of using artificial intelligence, you know, a lot of it's wrong, but a lot of it is very left-wing results. And maybe those four judges used AI, you know, check. For their decision.
Yeah, it was a short day. Just plug it into ChatGPT and see what it spits out.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's right. And then it's lunch, everybody. That's so funny. But yes, something's going on. And but, you know, when we look at that, there's been more fallout from this. You know, you've got DeSantis out there echoing what, you know, almost what we were talking about, too. And that is, hey, why can't you say Joe Biden did thus and such and kick him off the ballot, you know? Where does it all end?
And it, not that it would happen, because you don't, you know, what do they say? Two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah.
But I would say this, by virtue of just putting that out there, that, you know, that he ought to be thrown off the ballot for his policies or lack of policies on immigration, lack of adhering to law on immigration, and defying the Supreme Court on student loans. Just putting it out there, saying that he should come off the ballot, you know, sends a shot across the bow. But I'm going to continue to say I don't want Joe Biden to drop out. I don't want him impeached. I want him out there so there can be, with any amount of God's grace, that there can be the real red wave that we need to show that Biden gets 10% of the vote and whatever Republican candidate ends up being, Trump or otherwise, gets 90%. Do you see what I'm saying?
Sure.
This is where decent people have a chance to vote the right way and show the left how badly they have lost where they need to lose.
I think you're right. And is it any wonder that what they're doing is sort of pre-positioning this notion that if you vote for Trump or Republicans, but specifically, you know, probably more specifically for Trump, but then you're somehow also an insurrectionist. Because,
yeah,
you're supporting the insurrectionists. And I think it was Dershowitz who was talking about the idea of what does it even mean? You know, how do you define it? And how did these judges come to that conclusion? I think that's a really good question.
Well, I mean, I think that we have destroyed the definition of insurrection. And there's just a little bit of protection here that American citizens have that virtually nobody ever wants to hear, especially judges, and that's the ability to redress our grievances.
Mm-hmm. And precisely. No,
and
you're
nobody
so right.
Touches those kinds of cases. We have a grievance. We are filing a grievance. January the 6th was a grievance.
Indeed. Indeed. And you're right. So they did that, and this is just isn't part of our whole atmosphere anymore.
Well, I mean, what's happening? I mean, do we see what happened to the Lincoln Memorial? You know, free Gaza?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and this is happening all over the place. I have a feeling that, you know, especially because it's the holiday season, I mean, you know, I just hope everything is fine. For example, in NYC, because so many people gather there to celebrate the ball dropping for New Year's. But these, you know, protesters are everywhere, and they just have to be in everybody's face all the time. And unfortunately, a lot of times it's based on bad information, in my opinion.
Well, it is. It is. It's false information. It's bad information. And it's bad conclusions. You know, how many of them still think that the Holocaust was a fraud, it was fake, you know? Or if it was real, they didn't finish the job. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's...
Yeah, so it's chilling.
Let's go beyond this President Gay here over here at Harvard. I think a deeper look, and I'll call on Christopher Rufo and those that are doing the same kind of work that he is, let's go a little deeper here and look at these professors and textbooks that are used. Because I would argue that Rufo has and Ted Cruz have really pointed out that this President Gay woman is really a Marxist.
Yeah.
And so where the Colorado court should lose its reputation forever, I would say that Harvard should lose its reputation now forever, too. This is not their first scandal, and I don't think it'll be its last.
Well, it certainly is, you know, pointing up, and, you know, people want to get an education, but at the same time, they don't want an indoctrination, and the very people who have the great, you know, sort of horsepower to do so well and excel and go places, you know, they're actually being stunted in so many ways by the actions of these administrators and the curriculum.
But they, you know, the The admissions for into Harvard were already kind of in place, but 17% of those that have applied have already bailed out. No, we're not going to. Even if you accept us, we're out of here.
Mm-hmm.
17%. But you don't apply to a school thinking you're going to be indoctrinated. You apply to a school because it's got prestige, it's got classes, it's got reputation, all these other kinds of things. And now we're really finding out that University of Penn and MIT, Tulane, UCLA, Berkeley, Harvard, Princeton, Yale, Colgate, Brown. I think you need a hard look at all of them. I would be suspect now of pretty much every school that's out there for parents and students. Be careful. I mean, because you have to pay. You have to pay some big money now to even apply.
Yeah.
If I were these parents, I would be looking real hard at where you want to put your dollars.
Well, indeed. And there's also federal dollars that go to these places as well.
Well, not only is it federal dollars, but there's also government contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be terminating government contracts. I would be taking a hard look at why if a school like Harvard has the kind of money that they have, then why do they need federal dollars?
That's a great question. Because, we're not talking some small sums of money either.
No.
Yeah, I mean, they're
billions
rolling it.
And
yeah.
Billions and billions. And so if there's any tuition, college tuition that gets forgiven, hello, Joe Biden, let Harvard pay for those loan forgiveness, not the taxpayer.
Well, see, that would make way too much sense. And he might anger some of his supporters in that regard, right? That would never fly.
Well, I think a lot of this comes from Obama too, because remember he was very, very into all of that when it comes to colleges. I think he and his former buddies were actually trying to buy a couple of these smaller online universities too. So he could be working some of those angles in the background.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise Simon, stay right there because we're going to come back here in just a few short minutes. And we're going to have more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. If you've got a question for Denise, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you, and we are going to come right back, folks. We've got a great show going this morning, Thursday edition.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. The UN may take a vote today on more humanitarian aid for Gaza as the war between Hamas and Israel rages.
A vote set for Tuesday by the UN Security Council was delayed. Since Monday, there have been disagreements between key parties, including the U.S., over language surrounding aid monitoring and ending hostilities in the region. At the same time, the political leader of Hamas is reportedly in Cairo today to talk with Egyptian leaders about the Israeli hostages and a possible ceasefire. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The FBI says hundreds of fake bomb threats made against Jewish worship centers, community centers, and other facilities over the weekend likely originated from outside the U.S. The Anti-Defamation League says more than 400 U.S. Jewish facilities have received false bomb threats by email since Saturday. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You also can't be sad when the sun's on either. We talked about Feliz Navidad yesterday in the program, but this one also is one of those songs. When it's playing, it's just, you know, everything's going to be okay, I think, when you hear that. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be back with you here, of course. 949-822-7959. We have our phone lines lighting up again this morning. That is really great. And we've also got Denise Simon, of course. FoundersCode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And folks, don't forget, head over to FoundersCode.com and check out all the great articles and materials that Denise has over there. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, you know, what you were talking about, I think, is so important about, you know, the issues going on with higher education. It all this ties together with all of the, just sort of the situation in which we find ourselves. A lot of times you'll use the phrase, we're in a bad place. Well, if we have, you know, not so great education, then of course we're going to be in a bad place.
Well, it really kind of starts in the public school system and the teachers' unions. And then it spills over into the school boards. There's a lot of corrections that are going on there, certainly from the Moms for Liberty that are, you know, working that angle, and rightly so.
Right.
So we have a lot of forces here, I mean, that are working against decency in the syllabus and student behavior and whatnot. I mean, I was really kind of shocked to see that this situation happened a couple of days ago down in the Parkland school, where I think four have been arrested now. They may be looking for a fifth. Students from that school beat the crap out of another white student. The four that have been arrested are black. To the point where they literally cracked his skull on the pavement.
Wow.
And, yeah. And so you could hear one student say, "Is he breathing?" Well, one of the attackers would say, "Is he breathing?" Thinking they may have killed him.
That's
so,
yeah.
Well, it is terrible, but there's a lot of that's going on in these school systems across the country, and it isn't student on student. A lot of times it's with the faculty. And so what do we do? We're supposed to bring in school resource officers. Well, you know, the left, not only they did not like the police, they didn't want school resource officers on campus either. But the bigger question is, you know, I grew up in a time where we never needed, I mean, nobody even thought of the concept of having school resource officers.
Right.
So we have a behavior problem. We have a collapse in civil society, and it begins in the juvenile justice system, I would argue. And it just manifests from there. You know, parents are not even parenting in a lot of cases. You know, they leave it to the schools and to the teachers. And now we've got school psychologists. In fact, one of my neighbors, she just retired from the public school system, and she was a school psychologist and had to travel, not between middle schools or high schools, but she was responsible for three elementary schools as a school psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
So doesn't that tell you that where we are in the education system is really collapsed? Because it does to me.
Indeed. I'll tell you what, let's head over to line one. We got Timmy calling all the way from Oklahoma this morning. Good morning, Timmy.
Oh,
you're
goodness.
On. Yeah, you're on with Denise Simon.
Good morning, you guys. I'm looking for the complaint department.
Okay.
Denise doesn't get enough time on there. There's so many commercials. I think that you should have a Kyle Denise hour. That's what I think.
Well, thanks.
I'll listen to you off the air. Bye bye.
All right. Thanks again. Well, that's a nice compliment. Absolutely. And
we could use those from time to time. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Let's head over to James in Clearwater. James, you have a comment for Denise this morning.
Sure. First, I'd like to agree with Timmy on that time frame there.
Thanks.
Thank you.
The other thing is, you know, you're talking about Harvard, and this goes for all of the so-called big-name schools. I won't call them elite anymore because they're really not. They have so much money. They could give their operate their whole system on not charging any tuition at all. And instead, what Harvard's doing, they're taking that money they're awash with, and they're actually buying up water rights in California. I go, what? Don't they have water problems in California? And you look into it deeper, Denise talked about, you know, doing some research. They're letting all kinds of fresh water just wash out into the ocean.
Yep.
They're not doing anything at all. In fact, most of it is being washed out to the ocean. It's not being recaptured at all. That's because the big old capital, the FTF, you know, like, is something going on here where they're doing that deliberately and they're buying things up to have control over it even more? Or is it just, you know, a wandering conspiratorial brain that's just going, what the heck's going on over there?
Well, and there's also foreign money that are going into these universities that I think that these universities could be using to make these kinds of investments. Water out west is a big problem, and it's been a big problem for years. And not only is it a problem for the farmers, but it's a problem for residents themselves. And what's fascinating is we've got drug cartels that are operating these grow sites, and they're stealing water. They're virtually repiping places away from the farmers. So, you know, if you grow avocados or pistachios or whatever that you've done this for generations and generations, you're losing your legacy here. Financially, you're losing your legacy. So where does that growth go? Well, it goes to Mexico. Oh, well, wait a minute. The drug cartels are doing the same thing. They're extorting farmers in Mexico and Latin America for the very same thing, water. And I've often said that if we don't build anything in America anymore, you know, things like the Hoover Dam or the highway system, why are we not using desalination machines and building massive water pipelines to pipe this water that he so eloquently said is being dumped right back into the oceans and bring it back, clean it up, bring it back, and give it, you know, I mean, can you about imagine?
Yeah. Well,
successes there?
And who could argue with a water pipeline? You know, water pipeline's not oil.
It.
Yeah. It's biodegradable.
I mean, build something, America. You know, we hear this infrastructure bill. Well, there's some major infrastructure. Can you about imagine if we actually put farmers back to work and, you know, help them save their livelihoods and their legacies? And it isn't just out west. I mean, you know, Florida fights with Georgia over water. I mean, we have a water problem. Crazy as that sounds.
Well, not only that, but corporate-wise, Nestle is buying up water rights all over the world. And people take it, you know, especially in America, you turn on the faucet and you get water. Yeah, you might pay a little bit if you own a house or something, you know, to the city for it. But they're getting it to where it's going to be such a controlled commercial property. I know up here in Florida, Zephyr Hills, they had probably the best water anywhere in the natural spring they got there. And the short-sighted council decided, well, we're going to sell that off. And, you know, we'll still have control. But guess what? You go buy Zephyr Hills water now in the grocery store, it's for any number of sources there because it's not Zephyr Hills anymore. It's owned by the international conglomerate now.
Mm-hmm. Well, James and Clearwater, we appreciate your call so very much. We're going to start heading out to the break.
On water.
Absolutely. Yeah, and being here in California, we got all kinds of water problems. And you're right, James, it does flow right out to the ocean. Unfortunately, we can't trap it because of the mono-party system in California. But James and Clearwater, thanks again for your call. Yeah, take care. Yeah, James and Clearwater, yeah, you're right. It's called the Delta Smelt, and it's always an environmental impact report for them. That's exactly what it is. And Denise Simon, thanks again so much. And we're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning. So you have yourself a great morning. And folks, don't forget, head over to...
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Go check it out, folks, and check us out when we come back because we're going to be talking with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, the one and only Chris Markowski. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through this Thursday edition. Yes, Christmas right around the corner. But we've got so much more to talk about as we head through the program this morning. And, of course, this is the part of the program where we're joined by Chris Markowski. He is the Watchdog on Wall Street, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can also hear Chris right here on our flagship station of AM 860, The Answer. And that all happens at 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday and then 5 p.m. Eastern Times on Sunday. Again, right here on AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. And so once again, welcome back, Chris Markowski.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, as always, no shortage of stuff to talk about. We understand that I think it was the Fed in Atlanta is looking at the GDP to rise about 2.7% this quarter, but that's down from the third quarter where it had 5.2%. We understand that shares of FedEx, which, of course, if you look at for global economic trade, they started going down because the stock market went down some 476 points on Wednesday. So, as always, I mean, it's like watching this day-to-day in a play-by-play mode. It's hard to get a real perspective, but suddenly, you have these fears that there's going to be a recession again. But tomorrow, I guess it could be something different. What do you think?
Yeah, as I said, you know, I don't really follow, you know, what the markets do on a day-to-day basis at all. You could ask me, and I'm in this business, you know, sometimes at 4:05 with the markets at that day, and I don't know. You know, as I said, over the years, I've always been asked, hey, Chris, why don't you do market wraps on radio stations? I'm like, why? I mean, it's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard of in my entire life. I mean, I remember that as a kid. You know, when they had, you know, the news was, you know, 30 minutes local and 30 minutes national. You know, Dow did this today, S&P did this today, NASDAQ did this. Who cares? I mean, what it did over the course of a day. You know, what does it actually matter? I mean, you know, and the funny thing is that, you know, people will ask, well, why did the market go up or why did the market go down? And, well, you know, there was more selling pressure than buying pressure yesterday. That's just the nature of what's happening at that point in time. Markets can go up on good news. They can go down on good news. So it's kind of silly if you actually think about it that way.
Well, no, I think you're right. I remember, like, in the old days, that's how I think Peter Jennings would you know, in the broadcast, he'd sort of tell you what happened on Wall Street that day, just real briefly, you know, and you're right. But it seems to me that, you know, big-time players like Warren Buffett and others, they don't do that every day and just go, okay, it did this, so I'm going to change my strategy at this point. They look at a much larger macro version of all this, don't they?
Well, yeah, but I mean, you mentioned, okay, FedEx. FedEx, you put out warning signs for a very long period of time. First and foremost, they've got, you know, it's not just, you know, the U.S. Postal Service or UPS that they're, you know, fighting against or competing against now. You know, the big carrier right now is Amazon, quite frankly, as far as deliveries are concerned. You know, the amount of deliveries that Amazon does is extraordinary. So, again, they've got a model where, you know, not only are they, you know, providing the deliveries, they're providing the stuff. So it's taken, without a doubt, it's taken away a lot of business from them.
Well, indeed. I think you're absolutely right about Amazon, though. I mean, that would, to me, would be the bellwether, because that's, you know, I see, you know, more Amazon trucks driving around than I ever see FedEx trucks. So, yeah, because people are buying something literally every day. In my neighborhood, anyway, you see the Amazon truck go by a lot, you know, several times a day. But also, you know, over in the electric vehicle realm, which I know you love to talk about as well, and so do I, but we have this information now. Almost half of all the Buick dealers have now taken a buyout from General Motors because they don't want to sell the electric vehicles. And so, obviously, that's going to reduce the number, at least, of Buick dealers. But, you know, what does this mean for later on when they realize that nobody's really buying these electric cars and then they don't have the dealerships to sell their actual gas-powered cars?
This has been happening for a while. They offer buyouts for dealers, whether or not they want to change their facilities in regards to money they got to spend to handle the services, and the dealers can decide to whether they're going to do it or whether they're not going to do it. Again, it all comes down to what the consumer wants to buy. I mean, I can force the consumer's hand to some degree, but again, you get a new president, and all of that can change. These are just, you know, regulations, and these regulations, and it's just, again, how short-sighted we are as a country is we don't legislate this stuff. What we do is we have these acronym agencies write these things, and we can change them on a regular basis. And it's very difficult as a business to operate this way. It's not really fair to businesses the way that they're going ahead and doing this. And, you know, I understand, you know, every year they put these ridiculous demands in regards to CAFE standards. They've been doing that for an extended period of time. But many companies are just going to start saying, hey, you know what, we're going to just pay the fine like BMW and Mercedes does every year and move on. There's so many different factors in it that makes the prices more expensive for these cars, not to mention the fact that, you know, that there's limited uses for them depending on where you live.
Well, sure, but and of course, with the absolute, you know, millions and millions of cars out there, and even brand new gas powered cars, you know, if you have these auto companies, they have to start changing over to produce the EVs. don't they also have to stay, continue to produce parts for these cars literally for years to come for gas-powered cars? And eventually, it's going to be like Cuba, I think. People are going to have to, scavenge to find parts to keep their cars going because they don't want the EVs or they're not working right or they don't have the range, et cetera, et cetera. I'm being a little facetious.
Yeah, I think it's going to, I think it's going to come out in the wash eventually. I think, the government's really pushed way too hard when it comes to this, and I think that there's going to be a blowback either way. I think you're already seeing it from the chief executives of Ford and GM, and Stellantis basically saying, all right, we're going to do something a little bit different here. We can't handle this. And they've already, cut back and, laying off workers and closing plants and lowering production numbers, much to the chagrin of the federal government, but it's the reality of the situation.
Yeah, there's a Lending Club study out there, by the way, that they're finding out that right now, 62% of adults this month in December said they're living paycheck to paycheck, and that's up from 55% back from March. So Bidenomics isn't really helping things, and we're supposed to be, getting better. But and I know there's holiday spending and this kind of stuff, but paycheck to paycheck is an ominous sort of position to be in.
Yeah, I think that number. I think the number is pretty high on a regular basis. I think, a lot of people, unfortunately, they don't put enough money away. I talk about paying yourself on a regular basis and making sure that you have that rainy day fund. But I do think that this is pretty much, par for the course most of the time that most Americans, you would lose a job. It's going to be a harrowing experience. The only good thing that we have, which is great, well, it's actually a great thing, good thing, is that, there is the fact that we still have a pretty tight labor market out there and, the ability for people to go out and find work, that if God forbid something happens with their job, they can do that.
Indeed. We also heard that some millions of these student loans still aren't getting paid back, even after they had the extended time of hiatus. So is that something Joe Biden can just start trying to forgive again? I think he can only do that with, federal loans, though, right?
I think that doesn't surprise me at all. You got, people used to not paying their bills, and now all of a sudden you're telling them to pay their bills, and they're like, no, we're not going to pay it because they don't. The federal government's not going to have much of a mechanism right now to go after and try to collect these things. So I don't know what's going to happen next. I really don't. It wouldn't surprise me if, he'll probably try to do some sort of forgiveness and make sure it doesn't hit credit scores. But it's pretty sad. It really is.
Well, right, especially, when everybody else up to this point is, they'd have to pay back a loan if they took a loan out. I mean, that was just the way it worked in the world, but that's all, I guess, kind of changing. Well, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. Thanks again, and we're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. And, folks, we're going to head up to the top of the hour. You'll hear your top of the hour news, then we're going to come right back with much, much more for hour number four. I can't believe it. Hey, that rhymes. And at 5:30 this morning, we're going to talk with Jimmy T. Smith of Concerned Veterans for America.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.